Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony, Carol, and Harper. I'm a new listener and a first-time caller, and I wanted to tell you a story that happened to me a while back. My family has had a history of paranormal strange stories, you know, but this story happened late summer, early fall of 2007. My parents had just divorced, and my mom had bought a large Victorian home that was built around the 1860s or 1870s, and it was close to the college I was going to at the time in Northeast Ohio. So it was easy for me to commute to campus as well as living with her and helping her fix up the place. The home was large for just the two of us and her three dogs, and it was once split up into a duplex and apartments. So we decided to renovate the home and try to restore it back to the way it was and fix it up. So when we were going through the home with the realtor, I made some comment like, wouldn't it be cool if this place is haunted? And my mom, who used to be a paranormal investigator, was like, oh yeah, that would be so cool. But when I looked up the realtor's face after having said that, she had this very strange, shocked look to her face. And it preceded me to ask, well, is this place haunted? But she just kind of shrugged it off as if she didn't know. But we fell in love with the place and our offer was accepted. But during our final walkthrough before getting the keys, a male realtor came out of the house and was refusing to go back into it. And he only wanted us to sign the paperwork to the house out in the driveway, which we thought was very odd. And clearly something had spooked him, but we just chucked it up. You know, it's an old house. So as we were moving in and getting settled, we didn't really notice anything too out of the ordinary at first until we had started hiring the workers to fix up the place. The first worker was working in the kitchen area. It was his first day. He was working all by himself. And when I came home from work, nothing had been done and he had abruptly left, I guess, and was refusing to come back to the house. So that was a little odd. And he, again, no one would tell us why. Another time we had an electrician who was approaching the home who claimed to have seen a woman in period clothing peering down at him from the upstairs window. He too refused to enter the property and asked one of his colleagues to finish the job for him. And then a different worker who had no idea of the prior workers quitting was peeling up carpet and saw a woman at the top of the stairs and described her exactly the same as the electrician. She was in a period dress, white clothing, but he said that the expression on her face scared him. She just did not look happy. So it became strange to my mom and me that several grown men who were working on our home were refusing to come into it while my mom and I had not experienced anything at all. I think the first thing that we started to experience or noticed was things were moving, especially keys and wallets. My mom's keys were constantly disappearing and reappearing in other places. We had a large dumpster outside because we were renovating, and our keys would end up in there. Sometimes our wallet would end up in there. My mom even had this important appointment to go to, and she ended up missing it because she couldn't find her keys. Well, all of a sudden, the keys appeared out in the driveway next to the car hours after her appointment. And we also had a set of keys appear that no one knew who they were. They appeared in the upstairs kitchen, and we couldn't figure out where these keys came from. We asked all the workers, nothing. And all of a sudden, just as they appeared, they disappeared. And it wasn't until months later when my mom was exiting her car that these keys fell out of her lap, like magically appeared. And she still to this day cannot figure out how that would have happened. So we began to feel like we were going crazy because our keys and wallets were disappearing and reappearing in random places. But my first incident and experience that I realized something was going on with the house was it was late that fall and early winter, and I was sick in bed, and my bedroom was above the dining room and the sunroom to the house. And it was early evening, and my mom had told me that she was going to stay the night at her boyfriend's house, who was now my stepdad. So I said, okay, and I heard her leave. And a few hours later, while I was still laying in bed, I heard footsteps in the room below me in the dining room. It sounded like boots on hardwood floor. So being sick and in bed, and it's a large house, I called her on my cell phone. I said, hey, what are you doing at home? I thought you were staying the night. And all she responded with was, I'm not at home. So I immediately freaked out and just figured there was an intruder in the house. My now stepdad was already calling the cops. And by the time the cops came, they searched the whole house. They found nothing. They said they were sure that there was no intruder. Just for the fact that they searched the house, they didn't find anything. And there were no fresh footprints in the snow. So after that incident, my mom and I decided to go to the local library and the historical society to see what we could pull up on records and microfiche. We pulled up all the prior owners of the home, but one couple stood out to us was an older man and woman who were married who had died in the possession of the house. We didn't know how they died or anything, and the librarian had advised us to speak to the police officer who was oddly at the library at the same time as us. So we spoke to him, and he said, I remember that case. He said that the old woman had died in the hospital from health complications, while the year following, the man was a podiatrist who ended up committing suicide in the room off of the dining room in the said room. He ended up shooting himself. He told us he would give us a copy of the police report. So my mom and I decided to keep this little bit of information to ourselves at the time because my two older brothers were coming to visit the house. And they were already creeped out by the house as is, so there was no way we were going to tell them what had occurred there. And they were visiting from college. They were on holiday break, and we just figured it was best that they didn't know about it. So my brothers wanted to stay the night in the living room. So my mom went to bed with the three dogs, and I went to my bedroom off of the servants' quarters. And I slept pretty well that night, but when I woke up in the morning, both of my brothers were freaked out by their experience that they had had, Well, then we realized one of the three dogs had gone missing. And the one dog that went missing would never leave my mom's side. There's no reason why this dog out of the three would run off on its own. So we searched the entire house, calling his name, looking for him, and we couldn't find him. So one of my brothers said, well, what about the basement? Well, the basement is completely run down. There's only electricity and a small portion of it. There's no way this dog's going to go down there. You know, he's already scared of the stairs. But, you know, so we go down there to see if he's down there because there's nowhere else he could be. And sure enough, we go down deep into the darkest part of the basement, and there he is. Something had leashed up our dog and led him down the stairs all the way to the deep part of the basement and had the handle of a leash under the old antique chair. We were just shocked. All of us were shocked. And we picked up the dog and took him upstairs, and we gathered in the kitchen to discuss what had just happened and also what experiences my brothers had had that night. My one brother will never talk about it and will not talk about it to this day, while my other brother said that all he saw were shadows on the stairs and he heard footsteps and he just covered his head and didn't want to see what was going on. So there are definitely areas of the house that we felt like were not welcoming. My mom in particular felt unwelcome in the office area. The office was where we often left our dogs shut in whenever we left the house. And one day my mom was working in the office area when I had come home from work and I heard her talking, and I just assumed she was talking to somebody on the phone until I realized that she wasn't even on the phone. I asked her, I said, who are you talking to? And she responded with, well, I'm talking to you. And I had told her that I had just gotten home and hadn't said a word to her. And she had proceeded to tell me the whole conversation that she had had with me. Now, I don't know which is creepier, the fact that she was having a conversation with somebody that wasn't there, or the fact that she was having a conversation with somebody who was impersonating my voice who wasn't there. Shortly after this, I was getting ready for a night out with some friends, and I was alone in the house getting ready at the bathroom at the top of the stairs, and all the dogs were in there with me when something got their attention. The yellow lab, Custer, made some soft, deep barks as if he had heard someone approaching the front door at the bottom of the stairs. I looked to see if I could see someone through the window, but it was too dark. The bottom of the stairs was covered in darkness, and I went back to looking in the mirror and applying my makeup when Custer went at it again. As I walked out of the bathroom and stood next to Custer at the top of the stairs, looking down into the black abyss, we heard a low, deep growl responding back. Custer and the other two dogs whimpered back into the bathroom, which had luckily had two entrances, so I led them out the other door and down the servants' quarter stairs and packed them all into my car. Shortly after that incident, we decided that we were going to move. In the process, we had a garage sale, selling off what all we didn't need, and a woman had approached my mom out of the blue and told her that there was something bad in our house. And then shortly after that, we had a couple who used to live in the house when it was a duplex, and they would tell us of their experiences. They had disembodied voices, shadows, things moving, and physical apparitions. And at that point, another person had approached us who had claimed to have known the podiatrist who used to live in the house. And the lady had told us that he was a grumpy old man who hated dogs. So thank you so much. I hope you air my story, and I love your show. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.